Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, you know, the more I've been busy with work, the more I've been trying to start a new career path and dealing with all kinds of new situations, the more I've begun to realize, and stop me if this sounds familiar, how many of you often find yourselves on the, maybe on the verge of burnout, but more than anything, you're just upset. You're not seeing the results you want and the timing that you want, and it's just giving you a sense of, I am not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm dishonoring my ancestors. Or I'm not like my parents, or I'm not becoming the person I want to become in the way and in the timing that I'm wanting to become it. Has that ever happened to you before? My money says yes. And I'm not usually a betting man, but I know which way the wind is blowing. And my friends, how many of you actually know your ancestors? Let's start there. You might think, well, why would I care about that? Why does that matter? Well, let me answer that question that maybe you're not asking, or maybe you are asking, but it's in my own head. And I'm telling you, I have one of the best stethoscopes in the business. The reason it matters is because we didn't just spontaneously plop onto the earth. We have people who came before us, people who busted their backs, people who dealt with unspeakable tragedy and horrors to give us the opportunities that we have now. And some of us have more opportunities than others, especially right out the gate. This is an unavoidable fact that ultimately people are very quick to point out, oh, I don't have as much money as the next person, so it's not fair. Life's never going to be fair. That's not the point of the conversation. The point of the conversation is to say, are you honoring the sacrifice of those who came before you? Now, if you think I'm just saying this for effect, you're mistaken. Because a lot of us, we don't do things for ourselves, or at least we don't begin that way. A lot of us, especially if we were in public school or we have normie parents, normie friends, normie religious leaders, etc., a lot of us, we do everything for everybody but ourselves. And here's the kicker. We are not taught to do the same in regard to ourselves in a way that benefits us. Let me explain what I mean by what I just said. We'll do things for others. But what we won't do is we won't do things for others that benefit us. Let me explain. Your ancestors, grandfather, father, people came before you, all the way back as far as you could trace it, which a lot of people, they can't trace very far. Because records weren't kept, stories weren't told, etc. But when you look at their sacrifice, you look at what they went through, the adversities they overcame, it helps you say, before the grace of God, there goes I. I refuse to give up. I refuse to be weak and dishonor their memory. You see how you're doing something for them while simultaneously doing something for yourself? You see how that works? But people don't talk that way. Not in the West, anyway. In China, they worship their ancestors. I wouldn't go that far. But I think that there's something to be told and something to be gained by honoring your ancestors. First of all, do you even know them? If you don't, go ask family members. So I guarantee you one person's got a scrapbook or a book of photos or of stories or something. Why? Because stories are told, especially ones that maybe shouldn't be told, but if they're looped on the liquor or maybe on their deathbed or whatever, they tell you the story of what really happened. They clue you in on why their life turned out the way it did, and it gives you cause to say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to give up. That's inspiring. It's motivating. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to win. That's what it's for. It's meant to fuel you in a way that pure ambition for your own selfish gain cannot do. As much as I love and will succeed, I love to pursue my own ambition. I'm fueled by the flame of ambition. I'll tell you right now, there have been times, especially in recent times, where that flame is having water, sand, and dirt just kicked on it, poured on it. And it takes very direct and conscious effort for me to keep it going. Rich men will tell you you need multiple sources of income. You need multiple streams to form the ocean that is your net worth. In the same way that you must have multiple different fires, little separate fires to fuel the overall furnace which will bake the cake for your life. The problem is a lot of people are not told that. I wasn't told that. The likelihood of you weren't either. And through honoring our ancestors, through saying, I will not give up, not only for myself, but for the others around me, those who came before me, it's a whole nother way to fuel yourself and to give you a reason to fight. You know, sometimes, my friends, people tell me, oh, Austin, you rant too much. You go on these tangents. You know what? Maybe stream of consciousness is dead. Maybe the idea of just having a free-flowing conversation, maybe it is dead. When you have people who talk about just one topic, they don't go off the topic or they get a blackboard or whatever, and they just beat, they're like beating a dead horse over and over again. Maybe people just want to hear the same thing over and over again. Me, I don't. It's not how my mind works. Maybe that comes from my ancestors too. I don't know. Maybe they were philosophers. I honestly don't know as much about them as I would like to know. I know a little bit, but not as much as I would like to know. But my aunt actually took me around because I'm in Kansas and that's where my family is from. I came out here and she kind of took me down a little history lane of showing me where my grandfather grew up, where he met my grandma, where they got married, where, you know, who his parents were, where they came from, the sacrifices they made, the struggles they had to overcome. It was humbling. It brought things into perspective. And that is why we're doing the show today. Because that experience right there changed my outlook and it gave me even more reason to persevere through the hard times. I mentioned to y'all that I'm on a new career path, something that I really never saw myself doing, but now I am, and I honestly, I like it. But at the same time, it's very hard to do properly, and there's a very steep learning curve. And I'm not sitting up here to make you guys feel sorry for me. I'm saying that because if you're going through adversity in your life, you think you just can't swing it, you can't cut it, you're having a hard time professionally. You're not alone. You're not. You are in good company. It's very hard to take the path that no one else has taken and be a trailblazer. That takes courage. Going on the path that everybody else is doing and being a 9-to-5, you know, God bless you if that's what you want to do, but it's not the same thing. It's very hard to be someone who is blazing their own trail, trying to create their own little corner in the universe. It's very hard. And my friends, if that is you, and part of me says that you resonate with this, because if you've read the book or listened to the book, or even if you listen to the show, you, my friend, you're not normal. Because if you were, instead of listening to this on a Sunday, you'd be out there trying to hang out with friends. You'd be out there trying to go to a sports game. You'd be out there trying to get laid. You'd be out there trying to go to a Bible study. I don't know what you're doing, but you'd be out there trying to do something, be with somebody, or whatever. You wouldn't be contemplating the very difficult notions and experiences of life. You wouldn't be talking about honoring your ancestors. Most people in America are so self-centered, they don't even care about their ancestors. They don't have the wherewithal, they don't have the capacity to put themselves aside and say, you know what, I have a debt to pay. I have people to pay homage to, I have people to honor, and I cannot afford to sit on my lazy behind, my ungrateful rear end, and sit there, whine, complain, and waste time. Why? Because other people gave their life, gave years of sacrifice so that my parents, my grandparents, that I could be here right now. And to do anything but give 100% in everything that I do is a disgusting, dishonorable thing. And in fact, it's reprehensible. It is shameful. That's why when I look at people who are talking about how they're depressed and woe is me and whatnot, I've been there, trust me. I'm not knocking it. But you need to put yourself aside. If you can't do it for yourself, then you got to put yourself aside and say, you know what? I have a debt to pay to the people who sacrificed their life, their income, their soul, so that I, so that my father, my grandfather, and his father before him could be here, could be given a chance at life. And for you to sit back and say, you know what? Oh, this person doesn't like me. Oh, my job's not going as easy as I want it to. And just sitting there and talking about how bad your life is, talk about the good things in your life. Don't cry like a little baby in bed. Boo-hoo-hoo. Boo-hoo-hoo. Everyone has depression in their life. Everybody has hardship and sadness and weakness, loss of relatives, loss of career. Everybody has those in their life. And it is through overcoming that adversity. It is through understanding that you have a debt to pay. And I've said that so many times in the last couple of minutes. Why? I want you to understand how much you owe to those who came before you. Think about your parents, for God's sakes. How much money, how much time, how much everything that they invested in you. Even if it wasn't always obvious to you. Could be as obvious as going to a basketball or baseball game, or as unobvious as maybe your parents were divorced and your mother was alienating you from your father, which is unfortunately what happens all too often. Look at the statistics. If you'd want to rebut what I said, look at the data, my friend. Put your emotions aside. Look at the data. Parents put a lot into their kids. And in my opinion, they should, because they have a debt. The child didn't ask to be born. But once that deposit is made, once that effort is put in there, and they turn 18, they now have a debt to pay forward. And if you can, you pay it backwards, but you always pay it forwards. And only through paying it forward, you have to have something to pay with. You got to have something. You got to be able to live up to the expectations and outdo those who came before you, because that is the American dream. The one that people say doesn't exist anymore. It does. It's just not as easy as it once was. And it was never truly easy. It's only changed form. It's only gotten more complicated. My friends, I can tell that this is resonating with you. At least to an extent that maybe you don't fully understand yourself. But some of you needed to hear this today. Not because you're necessarily in a bad place, but because you need a little extra spark to get through your day the same way I do. You think I sit here and I'm just always emboldened by the endless flame of ambition? I'm not. I have hard days too. In fact, I've been having a lot of them recently. But you know what? I think I'm going to sit here and talk about how, oh, my, you know what, guys, I'm sad, and I'm depressed, things aren't going my way, and let's all sit here and throw a pity party. Fuck no. Absolutely not. I'm not going to do that. That would be weak and pathetic. Instead, we're talking about honoring our ancestors. We're talking about paying it forward, picking yourself up by your bootstraps, and getting your butt in gear, and saying, I'm going to achieve for myself, for my descendants, and for the people who came before me to honor their sacrifice. Period. End of story. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about reasons why we can't get there. We're talking about reasons as to why we will get there and how we can fuel ourselves forward to a better future. My friends, you let me know. How do you honor your ancestors? Have you even heard of such a thing before? And if you have, how have you done it? What were some things that really helped push you forward to fuel a better future and to pay it forward the way that your ancestors did? My friends, let me know what you have to say. I'll be doing more regularly scheduled broadcasts as I'm moving again into a different place, hopefully with better internet connection, so it'll be a lot easier. But again, I'm not making excuses, just giving y'all updates on what's going on. Because those of you who love the show, I know that you'll stick through. Those of you who don't, you know what? You can feel free to move along. The show is not for everybody. This type of philosophy is not for everybody. A lot of people want to just uplift mediocrity instead of trying to motivate themselves to achieve something beyond what they believe possible. They don't want to be trailblazers. They want to be followers. That's the normal, unfortunate reality for most people because they don't have the guts. They don't have the desire to risk and potentially reap tremendous rewards. My friends, take care of yourselves. Enjoy your weekend. I look forward to hearing about how you honor your ancestors and how you pay it forward. I'm out of here. Peace.